Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. Coming up on the left, we're going to be catching a glimpse of the Grand Canyon. On the right, you can be able to see the Hoover Dam in just a few minutes. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat at 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
He's the guy who's the talk of the town with the restless guy. Don't you bother to fool him around. Keeps the vomits on the run, boy. Keeps the vomits on the run. You may think he's a sleepy type guy, always takes his time. Soon I know you'll be changing your mind when you see him use a gun, boy. When you see him use a gun. He's the top of the West, always cool, he's the best. He keeps alive with his Colt 45. You won't bother to fool him around when you've seen him use a gun, boy. When you've seen him use a gun. He's the top of the West, always cool, he's the best. He keeps alive with this Colt 45. Who's the guy who's riding to town in the prairie sun? You won't bother to fool him around when you've seen him use a gun, boy. When you've seen him use his gun.
I'm looking at the gun. a bit confused. The gun fever is bad, the gun fever. Rudeness and gun is the talk of this town. The gun fever is bad, the gun fever.
Every time you read a clean or a star, this man shot dead or who cannot war.
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
The simplest thing is blam, blam, blam. What is this in all little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever. You can know a rude chap by the way he said his cap. Lord, the gun fever is bad, the gun fever. Lord, I don't know what it means. The gun fever is bad, the gun fever.
Every time you read a clean or a star, this man shot dead or root gang at war.
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
The simplest thing is blam, blam, blam. What is this in our little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
In our star, this man shot dead or root young and war.
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
The simplest thing is blam, blam, blam. What is this in our little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever. Oh, it's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
Thank you. seven tearing gunmen, with seven creeping shadows, go riding and looking for trouble. Trouble comes when seven lawless gunmen have found the train to follow. And when seven shadows go a galloping, somewhat tomorrow with the sorrowing soul, beware of those seven men. All they care for and all they want is gone, nothing but gone. And one day seven gunmen will just be seven shadows, one seven that men look for trouble. Trouble will come. When seven lawless gunmen have found the train to follow, and when seven shadows go a galloping, somewhere tomorrow will be sorrowing sore. Beware of those seven men. All they care for and all they want is gold, nothing but gold. One day seven gunmen will just be seven shadows, and seven but trouble will come. 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 Trouble will come.
This is the Mattel Shootin' Shell Winchester, the only toy rifle that looks real enough to carry that famous Western name. It fires greeny stick'em caps and safe shootin' shells, and ejects them. Fires greeny perforated roll caps, too. And with this secret trigger, it fires fast as you can handle it. This is Mattel's Durahide Holster and Fanner 50. It fires roll caps, too. Holster, Fanner 50, and rifle come in Mattel's Frontier set. $5.50 wherever toys are sold.
1, 2, 3, 4. Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
There'd be no more crime, cause everybody'd have a gun.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
We wouldn't need the police no more, cause everybody'd have a gun.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
Had a gun.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
Had a gun.
Nobody'd ever get shot, cause everybody'd have a gun.
Makes sense.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun? We could go out and shoot things, 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 we could go out and shoot things.
We'd all feel safe,
cause everybody have a gun. Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
Had a gun.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
Had a gun.
Everyone be equal, cause everybody'd have a gun.
Not me, I'd got me a rifle.
Well, hang on, if you got yourself a rifle, then I want to get me a semi-automatic weapon.
You get a semi-automatic weapon, then I'm gonna want an automatic weapon.
You get yourself an automatic weapon, I'm gonna get a super automatic weapon.
If you get a super automatic weapon, then I'm gonna get a super duper automatic weapon with a CD-ROM drive.
If you get yourself one of those, I'm gonna get a super duper automatic weapon with a CD-ROM drive and a big old hard drive and a big guitar amp so I can play BTO.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a weapon of their choice? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a weapon of their choice? Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
I'll be able to chase you from here to Saigon, and then I'll shoot like little Nerf rockets at you and poke you in the eye, cause I'll have automatic like finger poking in the eye thing, and I'll get myself another guitar amp because I really like.
Wouldn't it be great if everybody had a gun?
I do.
Good.
Don't lose bullets, use dynamite. Use dynamite. Shoot Elizabeth, shoot John Paul. Shoot Mr. Rigger, shoot them all. Three gazelles, three Nelsons. The only states have been thrown and killed.
An unemployed loner and alcoholic achieved omnipotence today when he purchased a .45 caliber handgun. The gun, purchased at Bob's Guns and Fixins near Jose's Fine Liquors, has made Halpern a virtual super being, according to Halpern.
Now, I have the power to give and take human life at the slightest movement of my finger.
The gun-induced omnipotence also brings Halpern renewed self-esteem. He warned that anyone who thought otherwise would be shot.
Thank you. Marsha, give me your hand, and I'll pull you out of this hole.
Oh, John!
There, I got you, Marsha.
Oh, John, you're so strong and brave. I don't know what I would do without you.
Oh, Marsha.
John!
Marsha.
John!
This true story is to prove to the people of the world that the youth of the world are brave, strong, and not afraid of what lies beyond, and that they believe in the free way of life, no matter how high the toll to pay must be. Just like John rid the world of the big black bird, the youth of the world will follow in his footsteps. So in closing, help this world, no matter what the cost must be. Thank you, youth of the world. Peace be with you. Hallelujah.
Vast los. Sst, let op, daar staat een ree. Sst, het zijn er lijkt me twee. Sst, we hebben nu de wind nog mee.
Snel,
straks gaan ze aan de haal.
Snel,
elk uitstel is fataal.
Snel,
dit wordt een prachtig jachtverhaal.
De jacht is avontuurlijk, spannend en gewaagd. De koorts kruipt door je bloed als het wild wordt opgejaagd. Geen sport is zo opwindend, niets kan fijner zijn. De jager is een vorst en de vorst is zijn domein.
Kijk, de honden winnen veld. Kijk, het wild komt aangesneld. Kijk, ze hebben weer hun vaart versneld.
De jacht is avontuurlijk, spannend en gewaagd. De koorts kruipt door je bloed als het wild wordt opgejaagd. Geen sport is zo opwindend, niets kan fijner zijn. De jager is een vos en de vos is een domein.
Pech,
Nou zijn ze van het spoor, pech. Het wild gaat er vandoor, pech. Maar onze jacht gaat altijd door. Vooruit, mannen!
There it stands in the corner with the barrels so straight. I looked out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your tracks. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, up on the ridge, it's a scaly bark. The hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they fuss and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with a shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, or tonight you'll be in a pot. Well, I met a little gal, she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had, she said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. We're headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie, boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on the log and took her on my lap. She says, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16 gauge, choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's a gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie, draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time. Like a gentleman order, says no brush hunter's gonna get my daughter. He cocked back the hammer right on the spot. When the gun went off, I outrun the shot. Shotgun boogie, I wanted wedding bells. I'll be back, little gal, when your pappy runs out of shells.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbit.
I beat a rabbit in a little boy blue, sitting in the brush with Mr. Magoo. Along came McDonald with his trusty gun, and he goes, everybody run, be a rabbit, bop, bop, bop.
Jack Rabbit! Oh, Jack Rabbit!
street. Well, let's get you up home.
With his gun, the rabbits in the brush are too scared to run. The man keeps a searching, trying to run him out.
But the rabbit's trying to find him, and what worked out?
Too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging to leave. Well, the rabbit took the notion, then he tried to run. The man spinned around, then he cocked his gun. The rabbit saw a hole, then he tried to duck.
That's when the mean nearly messed him up.
Too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging please. Well, he shot right over the rabbit's head. The rabbit fell down as if he were dead. The man relaxed and laid down his gun.
And that's when the rabbit's awaking at one.
He's scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging please. His tail, and then he waved the man farewell. The man pointed his finger, said, I'll get you again.
The rabbit shook his head and says, he's going a bit.
Too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk English, so it won't be no begging me.
I know.
A long time ago, back in 1882, there was a gun-toting critter almost everybody knew. He'd sneak up on you quietly and shoot you in the back. He was a no good gun toting critter called Jack. Two big 44s hung on his hip. A big black mustache hung on his lip. He never combed his hair and he never took a bath. He was a no good gun toting critter called Jack. He coming down a shooting, a hollering and a hooting. The people they all scattered and run. Sheriff tried to fool him, but Jackie boy, he fooled him and caught another notch of phony gun. Well, he gallivanted and groovy on a tall skinny horse. And all the cats in town knew that Jackson was bald. He chased the train on foot till he run out of track. He was a no good gun toting critter called Jack. Look at that cowboy go. He's wheeling on all four. Is he bad? Do a horse have ankles? Hi, yo, must
mustache. Like horses, Bill.
Two more dead in any second. That's when Aaron's on his best. Though you may have never reckoned him to be so very fast. And he has already beckoned many people to the past. Stengen's power is unreckoned, yeah. And he knows no kind of rest. Kills you before you know the reason why. And he knows no kind of rest.
A lot of people are shooting off their mouths about gun control. I believe that the solution to this problem lies in adopting a uniform law giving everyone an equal chance. One suggestion would be to either prohibit the possession of firearms or buy a gun for everyone, let them wear it. But let's not be guilty of oversimplification. If we outlaw all firearms, it will merely cause other problems. First, without guns, how can we shoot anybody? Well, let's face it, we need guns. You never can tell when you're walking down the street, you'll spot a moose. Suppose a man goes home early and finds another man with his wife. What's he supposed to do, poison him? Hey, fella, get up from there and drink this strychnine. How about suicide? Can you imagine trying to beat yourself to death with a stick? But let's be objective about this. Guns are not the real problem. The real problem is bullets. And if I'm elected, I'll see there are plenty of guns for everybody, but we'll lock up all the bullets. Now, this will work very well for the sportsmen who claim that the real thrill in hunting is not really in killing animals, but in stalking their prey. This will make it real sporting. Think of the thrill of sneaking up on a big grizzly with an unloaded gun. Statistics show that thousands of people are shot to death every year. In fact, more people have died from gunshot wounds than from all our wars combined. Therefore, if elected, I promise to send every American to war, or at least to have a fighting chance.
I know what you're thinking. Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself.
Oh,
fire 6 shots or only 5.
Prettiest sound you'll ever hear. It's just like heavenly music to my ear. Man, I get such a boot when I hear Rudy Toot Toot. I always feel high when a rod is nearby, 'cause I love the fun of reaching for a gun and going bang, bang. I come alive each time a 45 begins to bang, bang. In gangster movies I love the scene, the nice guy's nice and the mean guy's mean. The boss is mall, always steps between quick draws. Applause. My kind of prank is walking in a bank and going bang, bang. The ricochet, a bullet play a melody. Like Pistol Joe and Machine Gun Moe is the way I'm aiming to be. 'Cause no one I know gets oh such a glow out of bang, bang. Like me. Sid and the Roscoe Kid, I'll be out to make history. 'Cause I'm not afraid to stage me a raid on some hangout. And my gun'll hum while I'm blasting some rival gang out. 'Cause no one I know gets oh such a glow out of bang, bang, like me.
Clap your hands, everybody. Let's be gay, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Bang, bang. Stomp your feet, everybody. Shake your head, everybody. Don't play dead, nobody. Bang, bang. This song is played just for you, and we hope you like it too. Feeling great, everybody. It ain't too late, nobody. Don't hesitate, everybody. Bang, bang. Let's be gay, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Bang, bang. Stomp your feet, everybody. Shake your head, everybody. Don't play dead, nobody. Bang, bang. This song is played just for you, and we hope you like it too. Feeling great, everybody. It ain't too late, nobody. Don't hesitate, everybody. Bang, bang.
Quieter, quieter. Brave, courageous, and bold.
Late last night on my TV show, I dug wide open. Here's how it goes, goes, goes.
Bang, bang, shoot 'em, daddy. 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 It was a hard-backed cowboy wired up with his name. He was being chased by an outlaw gang that went away to bang, 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 bang. They had a covenant of all four sides. Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. So he ducked behind a rock down at the Eagle Pass and went on.
And people sang, just a me and the church bells rang. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
I don't know why. Till this day I sometimes cry. She didn't even say goodbye. She didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, she shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Where is my greasy kid stuff?
Oh, please come back, my darling. I'll let you kiss. I'll even lend you my hairspray. I'll even throw in my curlers. I know. Oh, yes, I know. I made a boo-boo. Sorry. Oh, honey.
It was an accident. It was an accident. It was an accident.
And here's a letter from Bill Macy of Gainesville, Florida. It appears to me that Gainesville Sun is withholding information from the public. Recently, there was a four-column spread about a probable murder from a gun. Another item tells of a shooting death in Key Biscayne. A third item tells us of a soldier shooting his wife and children. I can count on such reports in about every issue of the Sun. We can be sure that many more incidents have occurred of people being protected from injury or death because they had a gun. These reports can be easily obtained from the National Rifle Association. I am sure they keep accurate records of such protection. The failure to report these cases of protection is not fair. I urge you to correct this. I suggest a small box in every paper called Protected by Guns.
Things are so quiet in Texas since I got rid of Alexis. He used to keep me up till the dawn came in sight. He kept on making bang, bang all through the night. He was riding the range too darn often, so I laid him to rest in his coffin. I yanked out the bullets, I sawed off his barrel. Now he can't shoot his pistol anymore. Our neighbors never bothered to go to the show. They'd stand around and wait for our own rodeo. It was only one gun that he toted, but oh my, how fast he could reload it. So I yanked out the bullets, I sawed off his barrel, now he can't shoot his pistol anymore. I always used to pray that someday I'd see him change, and I did. One night I found him riding Widder Brown's range. He just could not get out of that habit. He was quick like a young prairie rabbit. So I yanked out the bullets, I sawed off his barrel, now he can't shoot his pistol anymore. He was rootin', he was tootin', he was full of foolish pranks. He was known as Sure Shot Daddy, and none of them were blanks. Oh my, he was so trigger happy, all the neighbors' kids called him Pappy. So I yanked out the bullets, I sawed off his barrel, now I'm sure in the sweet by and by, he's a ghost rider in the sky. How well I remember them last words he said. He said, what good's a cowboy if his pistol is dead? But I figured my life would be sweeter if I silenced his own repeater. The bullets, I sawed off his barrel. Now I wonder, was it all for the best? I'm haunted by an empty saddle that nobody cares to straddle. I've had no peace since I laid him.
Will remember.
remember 'twas a year ago November. I went out to hunt some deer on a morning bright and clear. I went and shot the maximum the game laws would allow. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. I was in no mood to trifle. I took down my trusty rifle and went out to stalk my prey. What a haul I made that day. I tied them to my fender and I drove them home somehow. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. The law was very firm. It took away my permit, the worst punishment I ever endured. It turned out there was a reason. Cows were out of season and one of the hunters wasn't insured. People ask me how I do it, and I say there's nothing to it. You just stand there looking cute, and when something moves, you shoot. And there's 10 stuffed heads in my trophy room right now. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a cow. Yes, the law was very firm. It took away my permit, the worst punishment I ever endured. It turned out there was a reason. Cows were out of season, and one of the hunters wasn't insured. People ask me how I do it, and I say there's nothing to it. You just stand there looking cute, and when something moves, you shoot. And there's 10 stuffed heads in my trophy room right now. 2 game wardens, 7 hunters, and a purebred Guernsey cow.
Rusty 45, how many can you name that you faced and left alive? How many bit the dust, left there lying in the street? Did you get them in the back, or did you face them on their feet? Oh, yes, you had your day. You were known for slinging lead. Those behind you laughed and shouted. Those in front of you fell dead. There was Lightning Dan and Killer Sam, and a rustler known as Lou. There was Utah Pete and One-Eyed Jack, to mention just a few. So won't you tell me how you feel now that your battles have been won? Speak up, we've no secrets, for I'm the man, and you're the gun.
Yes, you're the gun.
Yes, you're the gun that won the West, and I'm the last one that you faced. The one who owned you then, oh, he was beaten and disgraced. They cheered me and they whined me the day I shot him down. I was their hero, heard my praises echoed through that western town. Ah, but then, although I beat you, you became my own downfall. For I placed you in my holster to see how many I could stall. The very next fight, he got me, left me wounded and outdone. But it wasn't him that beat me, it was you, yes, you, the gun. So go on, hang there on the wall, ignore me, see if I care. I'll wheel myself over to the window here, get me a breath of fresh air. So when some stranger comes calling, I will this story shun. For I know he'll seek the victor. Was it me, or was it you, the gun?
Yes, you, the gun.
What happened to them?
Well, started out this morning, we got up, I'll take the kids swimming, won't buy me a new wallet, mine tore up, and the wires had some running to do, we're going to get a VCR fixed. We were in the bathroom talking, I heard a noise, I came out, my son had somehow knocked a rifle that I was holding for a friend overnight, he was only there overnight. I took the gun from him. I said, you know you're not supposed to be playing with these. I turned around to put it up, and I guess the butt stock hit the side of the wall and went off. Discharged around, went through my son's face.
Accidents will happen when you least expect them. Accidents will happen time and time again. You think you've got it planned. You think you're in command. But accidents will happen now and then. I didn't mean to be a fool for you. I didn't mean to love you, but I do. To have some fun for a week or two, then do it all again with someone new. But accidents will happen when you least expect them. Accidents will happen time and time again. You think you've got it planned, you think you're in command, but accidents will happen now and then. Thought that you could thrill me so, but you must reap whatever you may sow. And after playing my games with you, a lesson I have learned, that she who plays with fire will soon get burned. I don't need a crystal ball to see, you'll never ever give your heart to me. Dream you'd love me in return, but better men than you have had to learn that accidents will happen when you least expect them.